In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us begin our service this evening in thanksgiving and prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we have gathered here again before your holy word, we desire to thank you for all your blessings. So many wonderful blessings and gifts you have given unto us, and we humbly thank you for all of them. But above all the temporal blessings, dear Father, we praise your name for the work that your Son did for us. Such perfect work that all we need to do today is to believe that our sins are forgiven through his name and through his blood. And for this we praise your name. We ask that you would come to be with us through your Spirit, that you would guide our speech, you would open your word, and you would also affect in our hearts that word that can give us strength to believe. All of these we pray in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus. Amen. We will read from the Revelation as was written by the prophet and apostle John from the first chapter. We will read in Jesus' name verses 9 through 18. And the words of God are as follow. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake to me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one was like unto the Son of Man, clothed in a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice was as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp, two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Amen. This portion of God's word was not the text that I thought to speak from this evening when I arrived here. The dear brother that was here this morning, I quickly looked when I got here to see what text he had used, and it was the text that I had thought to read from, but if it would be God's will to give of his word, we will pause before these words which we have read this evening. But at the beginning of these services, I find myself weak and empty and in need of the gospel. Can I believe my doubts and sins forgiven? This portion of God's word is from the prophecy according to what John had witnessed about things to come and as the latter days or the days to follow, the days that he was living. It's thought to be the only prophecy of the New Testament. The Old Testament has many prophecies. Many of the books of the Old Testament are written by the prophets and are prophecies of things that would take place in the New Testament time. And the greatest prophecy that has been prophesied here on the earth was this prophecy of the Lord Jesus, the Savior of mankind. The prophet John, or we could say he was the apostle John or the disciple John, I don't know if he was the last living disciple at the time of this writing, but tradition has it that John was the only one of the 12 disciples that lived. Maybe some of the others lived to be old age, but they died a violent death. And it is thought that John was the only one of the disciples to die of natural death. But he also has suffered much persecution in his life. When he wrote this book, as we read in our text, he was on the Isle of Patmos. I'm not certain if that's how you say that, but it was an island that he was sent to, and he was imprisoned there. He was given some freedom, I would guess, but he was kept there, maybe we could say against his own will, but he also understood that it was for the will of God that he was there. It's oftentimes difficult for us as believers here upon the earth to suffer ridicule. We all carry flesh that, as a part of that flesh is our pride. And it doesn't always feel so wonderful to feel the persecution from those on the outside of this kingdom of God. But we as believers also know, as God's word instructs us, that those things that Jesus experienced, as he told his disciples, that we will also experience many of those same things. Jesus had told his disciples that they will hate you and they will bring you before councils and you will be ridiculed and so on. And we can read in God's word that the disciples suffered much for the work of the gospel. And this portion of God's word which we have read, John records here, he says, I, John, who am also your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. So he simply understood that he was there for the reasons that God had placed him there, for the testimony of Jesus Christ. We can say that all the writings of the New Testament are written for the testimony of Jesus Christ. They're not the collection of things that, well, we can say they're a collection of things that happened to a man named Jesus. But he was not only a man that had the name Jesus, but he was the Son of God. And they're written as a testimony of that man, Jesus Christ, and what he has done for sin-fallen people. They're not written for any reason other than that man would consider in his life where it is that he would go at the end of this life. Every one of us will one day die. That we know and we cannot escape from. And it is for that reason that John has recorded these words. Well, for that reason, and then also because he had been told by the angel to record the words of this book. So he was obedient to the word of God. And so it is for us today, dear brothers and sisters, it is our desire to be obedient to God's word. We're no different in that way than the early New Testament disciples. We are the children of God, and children of God desire to live according to God's word. And it's not a burdensome word, but it's a word of grace and truth and forgiveness for a believer. For those that are living in sin, the same word is a word of, we could say maybe is a word of condemnation, where it affects in the hearts and it pierces, as we heard in this text, it's a two-edged sword. Our text continues here. And he says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. So apparently it was the Sabbath day, is what I would guess this means here. He says he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I would guess that he was pausing around God's word and he was reflecting on the Sabbath day. Even as we as children of God come to the services of God's children to hear the voice of the Heavenly Father, hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. And so I guess it was very similar, I would guess, for John on this day. But as he was there, he heard, it says here that it was behind him. There was a great voice, and it sounded like a trumpet. And I would guess if there was some great noise that was outside, and we could hear from which direction it came from, we would all probably turn to find out where that sound was coming from, or where that voice was. And so to John, it seemed like it was the sound of a trumpet. And this is what the voice said. It said, "I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, and unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea." And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. We were just at Stony Lake Camp, and greetings, dear brothers and sisters, from those that were there for the confirmation exercises, and there was many people from all areas there that remember you here and wish that their greetings could be delivered here. So it is with joy that I deliver the greetings of God's love and peace. And then also I want to join with the brothers that have served here since summer services in Canada. We were also given the opportunity to be there, and it was a joy to be there, and it is with joy that I deliver the greetings of God's love and peace from those people there also. But as we were at Stony Lake Camp, we heard in the confirmation examination that what are some of the names that are given to the kingdom of God? It's referred to in scriptures and many, with many different terms. It's referred to as the kingdom of God, the pillar and ground of truth, the golden candlestick, and many others. John, as he heard the voice, he turned to see, and he heard the voice, and it says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last." It was none other than the Heavenly Father. I've sometimes wondered what it would be like to hear the voice of God. There's other instances in God's Word where the people of that time of Scriptures heard the audible voice of God. One of the writers of the Gospels referred to it as a thunder. We remember one of the other texts for this Sunday, and this is also the portion which we have read, is one of the texts that is noted on the calendar. I don't recall it's from this year or some other year. But the theme for this Sunday is the glorified Christ, Transfiguration Day. You remember, maybe some of you young boys and girls, maybe in Sunday school you've heard that term, that Transfiguration Day. Maybe you've colored in Sunday school a picture of possibly what that was like. When Jesus was transfigured before the disciples, there were three disciples that came with Jesus. Jesus had invited them to come up on a mountain. And if I remember right, it was the Apostle Peter and the Apostle James and the Apostle that has written this text which we have read this evening. And the Bible states that they were there with Jesus, and they were tired. And they fell asleep. And when they woke, they seen Jesus glorified. He transfigured in purity. Such purity they couldn't look at it. They bowed their faces to the earth. And when this vision went away, I don't know if it was Peter that stated that we should make 3 tabernacles here on this mountain. One for thee, one for Elijah, and one for Moses. Those of you that were here this morning, and the brother spoke from Exodus, the 3rd chapter. He spoke of Moses, I would assume, because that text is that portion of God's word where Moses seen that burning bush. And it got his attention, and he stopped, and he wanted to examine it a little bit closer, and he came near it, and God spoke to him. And he bowed his face to the earth. I'm not sure what Moses was thinking at that time. He had grown up in the palace of the Pharaoh there in Egypt. But he had fled from Egypt into the land of Midian, and he was nothing more than a shepherd, watching his father-in-law's sheep there in the land of Midian. And he's seen this burning bush. And he stopped to examine it, and he heard a voice out of the bush. Very similar words as we had read here in our text. Maybe we could read here. From the third chapter of Exodus is recorded. And Moses turned inside to see, and God called unto him out of the bush in the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not hither, nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the ground, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And further on there, and I don't see it here quickly, but Moses had asked him that, Who art thou? And God just simply says, I am. He didn't need to explain who he was. God doesn't need to explain to us who He is. His Word tells us what He is. He's the God of love and truth. His Word is the truth. That's what we come to hear when we come to the services of God's children. We come to hear the truth of God. We don't come here to listen to some grand speech that some man has put together, but we've come here to listen to the voice of God. What does God have to say to me? And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle, and his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet were like unto fine brass, as if they had been burned in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters. So this is what John is explaining here, what he had seen. He had seen the seven golden candlesticks, and in the middle of the seven golden candlesticks was the Son of God. The seven golden candlesticks represent those seven churches of that day there in Asia. Those seven golden candlesticks were around the Lord Jesus. The kingdom of God and the teachings of the kingdom of God are always around the Lord Jesus. That's our message and that's our hope. It's the Lord Jesus, what he has done for us as people. We have so many times, I would have to say and admit that even though in our best endeavors of faith, we've fallen so short of that what we would think we as people should be like. And it seems like we've given so many opportunities and reasons for God to give up on us as people. But we've heard his voice in the kingdom of God, always calling us to the Lord Jesus. It sounds like the sound of many waters. I'm sure we've all, at times in our life, sat beside a river, a stream, the shore. We've heard the waters, even the natural sound of water, how soothing and pleasant it is. That is what God's voice sounds to us like in the kingdom of God. It's an inviting voice. It's a voice of comfort and assurance. This is what John is stating here, that the voice that he heard was as the voice of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not. I am the first and the last. Apparently what John had seen, it had frightened him, it became afraid. Fear is one of those things that we all face from time to time. And I'm guessing it's no different for you, dear brothers and sisters, when we have been disobedient to our Heavenly Father. When we have fallen into sin, we've become afraid. And it is good when you feel such way, dear brothers and sisters. For that fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. It draws us unto the grace fountains in God's kingdom, where we can be washed of that sin. With the sound of many waters, the gospel, the forgiveness of sins. God told the Apostle John Fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. John had seen the Lord Jesus in his natural eyes, and he had seen the Lord Jesus being put to death. He had seen the Lord Jesus on Easter morning, or Easter afternoon. I'm not certain when it was that Jesus ended up appearing to him. We remember that John had ran there to the sepulchre on Easter morning to verify the reports that had been circulated by the women that had been there. And he left, believing that Jesus had rose from the grave. He still hadn't seen with his natural eyes the Lord Jesus, but he did believe. He did believe the report that was given of the women that were there. It requires faith. It required faith for John, and it requires faith for us today, dear brothers and sisters. We haven't seen all these things that John has written of, but we believe the report that Jesus, the Son of God, was born into this world. He lived and he died, but he rose victorious for you and I, so that we as sinful people living here today in this day that we live could have this living hope in our hearts that we could see Jesus there in heaven. We can hear his voice here in the kingdom of God, in the golden candlestick that God has left here upon the earth where his spirit dwells. And it gives light unto his children. It'll shine on the way, all the way to heaven. Dear brothers and sisters, this evening, the voice of God yet speaks in his kingdom. And he's wanting to encourage you this evening to remain believing as a child without seeing but believing. You can believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and in precious atonement blood. Be not doubting, but be believing. It only requires a little bit of faith, dear brothers and sisters. Not much. If we had enough that we could even see, we could do great miracles. But the greatest miracle we can do with even the small amount of faith that we have is that we can forgive each other our sins. So be encouraged and be emboldened to believe this evening, dear brothers and sisters. All sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And I again want to hear that good news that could I again, will you forgive me for all of my doubts and sins? That is the best news that we can hear on this earth. Or have you heard a better message than that? That's the best message that I've heard, and may it be that I can always believe in such a simple way. So simply. Be encouraged and be emboldened to believe in a simple and childlike way. And if you can endeavor in this way, I promise you that you will see the glory of God there in heaven. You will see the glorified Christ with the eyes that can see it without looking towards the ground or looking away. Be emboldened and be encouraged. We have a good kingdom where we can dwell, a kingdom of grace and peace and forgiveness, righteousness and joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us close our service this evening in the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.